On this week's Arts Page, we pay tribute to some of our local museums. Stay tuned. One day, you and I will become memories in the minds of loved ones who remember us fondly. Yet, when they die, who will tell our stories? How will the world remember who we were in the time we were? May 17 was recognized globally as International Museum Day, celebrating the institutions set up to tell our stories long after we are gone. Jamaica has several such spaces dedicated to the history and heritage of our people, such as the Jamaica Music Museum.
That's what the importance of a music museum, to help us to make these multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary connections across genres, across cultural disciplines and expressions, dance, music, art, etc., etc.
And more recently, the Peter Tosh Museum.
I wanted to say how very important it is for us to put in place the institutions that will protect, preserve, but also project our history. And this is what this museum will do.
As well as the Marcus Garvey Multimedia Museum.
It is sites like Liberty Hall that tourists are interestingly seeking to visit as they search for a more authentic Jamaican experience. It is important that we preserve Garvey's significant contribution for generations to come.
Whatever the topic, whoever the focus, museums help us capture a piece of time, immortalizing it for as long as possible. Dr. Suzanne Francis Brown is curator at the University of the West Indies UWI Museum, the entity responsible for organizing the activities for International Museum Day. The UWI Museum was established in 2012.
It started with the intent to focus on the history and development of the University of the West Indies and its relationship to the region it was established to serve, the West Indian region. I like to remember that in 1947 or 48, one of the very earliest plans designed for the University College of the West Indies, as it was then, includes a museum on almost this spot.
There are currently two major exhibitions on show in the gallery, located at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters in Mona. Origins, with artifacts dating back to the 1940s when the school was established, and a pop-up exhibition dedicated to the memory of World War II, featuring maps, uniforms, and other tokens. Dr. Francis Brown speaks of all museums as a place where people go to remember themselves.
One of the things about history, I think, is that if you don't have a context within which to focus on the history, whether it's of an institution, a country, whatever it is, things get lost, you know? Things get old and people think, well, let's throw out these old things. But those old things are sometimes the very things that help to connect people to the history, to help them understand where they're coming from and perhaps where they should be going. I think it's important that there be museums, institutions, repositories that focus on various aspects of our history and our development, be they scientific, be they medical, be they social, you know, societal or cultural. All of them are important.
Visit facebook.com/UWI Museum, uwimuseum.wordpress.com, or call 977-6065 for more details. Sometime this month, visit a museum. Help yourself to rediscover who you are. That's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.